agree with me if I said to you that in a time where many people believe in God, but few people expect Him to do it? That some believe that God can, but don't live like He will. But here's the truth this morning. That living faith carries God speak. Faith doesn't just go down, it's up. And it stretches and it anticipates. James 2, verse 17 puts it 100%. Faith without works is dead. Dead faith believes in God and wait on God. Living faith says, if He said it, at what happens when the word gets deposited in a heart that knows how to expect. You see, the word of God is actually what produces the expectation. Romans 10 says, hearing and hearing. So if we are not God and meditating on it or coming and sitting under it, how do we expect to hear? God is not just information for us. Divine revelation. Heart, it plants the seed. Natural Abraham, he was the father of many. Was old, womb was barren. For against all, and believed. Why? Because he had a word. He heard it. He believed it. You see, when God's word, it ignites something. Produce. Expect what God has promised, then we will live beneath what God intended. Faith without expectation. So what expectation shows up in Scripture? Mark 11 verse 20 says, 4 says, whatever you the key word is believe. Expecting the answer, then you're just talking, you're not actually praying. Expectation acts on a promise. Luke 5, Peter fished all night and caught nothing. And Jesus says, let down your nets again. And Peter says, at your word, I will. At your word, I will. And he caught so much that the boat nearly sank. Expectation says it doesn't make sense, but I'm moving in. Expectation praises before the breakthrough. Psalm 5 and verse 3 says, in the morning I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. You know, any of us can praise after the answer. But expectation praises before it comes. You don't wait to see it, to believe it. But you believe it because he said it. And that's why you will see it. And sometimes the hardest thing for us is to keep expecting when we've been disappointed. I'm sure every single one of us has been there. For example, Elijah's servant in 1 Kings 18, 41 to 46. Elijah heard a word from God that rain is coming, but he sees nothing. He sends his servant out seven times of rain. And on the seventh time, a cloud, the size of a man's hand, appears. You see, expectation went back again and again, even when there was no sign. But we face the enemy who attacks us. How does he attack? With delay. If God was going to do it, then he'd have done it by now. This is sort of the thing that the enemy whispers to us. Or disappointment. Yeah, you expected once and you got hurt, didn't you? Or doubt. Did God really say that? Let's not lose expectation because of delay. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not give up. When you stop expecting, then you start settling. When you stop expecting, then you stop preparing. I will put more chairs out. Because I'm expecting. And I will continue preparing. And maybe you're here today and your expectation is... You used to believe for miracles. You used to expect revival. You used to believe that God would use you. But then life hit you. And people let you down, and time passed. In Ezekiel 37, God asks Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel answers, O Lord, only you know. And God tells him, prophesy to the bones. You see, when expectation is dead and dry, then you must speak life into it. Speak to your dreams. Speak to your future. Speak to your promise. Expectation doesn't come from your feelings, but it comes from your faith. Isaiah 40 and verse 31 tells us, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. The word wait is not passive. It means to expect. Expectation is the womb of miracles. Hallelujah. So this is a call for you this morning to live in expectation again. What are you expecting even today? Are you expecting revival in your family? Are you expecting healing in your body? Are you expecting open doors, restoration, fire from heaven? Don't just believe that God can, but expect that God will. Hebrews 11 and verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hope means expectation. Faith gives the expectation substance. No expectation equals no substance, which equals no faith. So if your expectation has been attacked, if your hope has faded, if your vision has dulled, declare with me and receive fresh fire this morning. Would you stand up with me and we'll declare? If you will. Lord, today I rekindle my expectation.
Lord, today I rekindle my expectation.
Lord, would you breathe on my dry bones?
Lord, would you breathe on my dry bones?
And revive what is dead.
And revive
what is dead. Again.
I believe again.
Prepare again.
Lord, I know you are
faithful.
And you will do it.
I declare, is alive.
I believe
it. Expect it.
And
I will see it.
Because my faith is alive.
Because my expectation is strong.
My expectation is strong.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We receive. Thank you, God. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
We've got to behave like people of victory, you know. We can't believe like people who are defeated.
It's true. Thank you for the promise.
I'll tell you what, that the enemy's jumped out from behind the wall and he's mugged me and he's given me a slap across, spun into the next century. But it's what we do when we hit the ground. We have to get up.
Yes, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We don't have to stay on the ground.
True.
And we don't have to get up on our own strength, like all hurt and bruised and feel like we've been robbed, because we have, because God is the one who will pick us up and restore.
Thank you, Lord.
Even that which was taken. He says, I will restore to you the years that have been stolen.
Yeah.
I will restore to you what the locusts have eaten.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
That there's no loss in the kingdom of God.
True.
That we're not losers. Come and say it with me. We are winners.
We are winners.
Not bruised and broken, but we are restored. Gosh.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the righteous make all seven times. They will get up again, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. I am the head, not the tail.
Thank you, Lord.
I am the head, not the tail.
This is a new day. Amen.
Jesus.
You will turn your mourning into dancing. Huh? Why is it that when we go to a party, that we can dance? Woohoo! Like absolute hooligans. But we cannot dance like David before the Lord. What is wrong?
Weeping
Why is it that we can go to a football match and stand and clap like singing and chanting our football team's name and shout? And why can't we do that for Jesus? Because we're robbed. Because of pride. Pride out the door. Come in with a spirit of humbleness before the Lord. I can see Peter's going to be dancing all day today. Let's go.